Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, KSKA's backstage tour into the performing arts. I'm Steve Hunt, your host once again on this Friday afternoon. Glad to have you along with us. Today we'll be taking a trip over to Cyrano's Theatre Company to talk about their show opening tonight. The show is called Rapture, Blister, and Burn by Gianfrido. I'll always get that name wrong. I'm sorry about that. And we have three of the actors who were in that show with us today. I want to welcome Sharon Harrison, who's playing Alice the Mother. Welcome to the show, Sharon.
Thank you.
We also have Olivia Schrum, who's playing Avery in the show. Welcome to the show, Olivia.
Thank you.
And we also have a person who is well known to many Anchorage audiences. It's that person who keeps coming and going back from here to other places around the country. We have Anya Wyndham, who's back again from Sweden, playing the part of Catherine. Welcome back to Anchorage, Anya.
Thank you, Steve.
Glad to have you all here. So first of all, let's talk about the show, Rapture, Blister, Burn. It's a title that probably not many people here in Anchorage are familiar with. It's not something which has been done here before. Who wants to give us a shot about an overall view of what this play is about? I'm looking at all three of you.
Who's going to do it? Well, I mean, personally,
Olivia,
I believe...
This is
Olivia speaking. Personally, I really think that the title is almost misleading, because I mention it to people and they're like, oh, so it must be a play about religion. And I'm like, well...
Because of the rapture.
Because of the rapture portion. And I'm like, oh, well, actually, we mentioned Jesus maybe once, and it's sort of just offhandedly talking about sacrificing, but not sacrificing ourselves. Obviously, that's not happening in the play. But I find that kind of interesting. It's sort of, people hear rapture and they're like, whoa.
Okay, so it's not about rapture. Is it about blister? Sharon.
No.
It's not about blister. Okay, Anya, is it
no
about
idea.
Burning?
Ooh, burn, baby, burn.
I don't know. The title comes from a song by Hole, actually.
Oh, okay.
It's a line inside. Frank Delaney figured this out. He read an interview.
Who's an actor in the show?
Yes, yes, he is. So, I don't know the title.
Well, now we know that the title has nothing to do with the play.
So what is the play?
Sharon, tell us, what's this play about?
It's about the feminist movement. It's a... watching three generations of women talk about the movement, and my part is so fun because I relate to it. I went through this. A lot of my lines I could have said because I kind of missed the women's movement. I mean, I was right in the middle of it, but just didn't seem to affect me. So I have wonderful lines about that.
So the play takes place present day.
Present day.
And you're the mother.
I'm the oldie.
The oldie.
I'm the oldie.
And talking about that. And that must have been something really interesting to have gone through that movement as well. And now you're sort of reliving it?
I don't know if I'm reliving it, but it's kind of interesting to think about where I was when all this stuff was going on. And my perspective on it then is very like this character. I think I identify more with this character than any part I've ever played. Mm. So that's kind of weird and twisted and wonderful.
So you're playing yourself on stage.
I don't want to say but it's really a feeling of familiarity that I've always had to sort of put together in my head about the character I'm playing. This time it's right there. I could have said these lines.
Wow. Yeah. Now, the plays are about, you know, action and characters, not about just, you know, isms and topics. So Anya, you're playing Sharon's daughter, Catherine.
Yes.
So what's the relationship you have with Sharon's character, Catherine,
well,
or Alice?
Catherine returns home from a career as a lecturer, professor in, I guess, women's studies and to take care of her mother because she had a heart attack. And she runs into some old grad school friends and things go awry.
Apparently, that's a major part of the play.
I don't want to give away too much of it.
Of course not.
Feminism is a loaded word, and a lot of people don't associate it with warm, fuzzy feelings. Unfortunately, you know, they should, but they don't. And so, I think that the stories and the life stories of these four women and the one man, it runs through the show like a red thread, sort of, but I think the script is bringing up some serious ideas and issues without taking itself too seriously. The playwright is really approaching feminism from a playful and unpretentious matter in that way, and so And our director, Krista Schwording, really worked hard with us so that mm-hmm. we could avoid making it preachy and lectury and finger-pointy, you know. So, and she's really good about, that's one of the strengths of her, I think, that she's mm-hmm. really good about keeping the momentum of a play going. And I think that this play is something, it's funny, it's sexy, it's fast-paced, it's smart. And I think both men and women will enjoy it. So, yeah.
So Olivia, you were nodding your head
the whole time. I'm just like, preach, girl. And well, the thing about that I really love about this play is even if you don't, so my character doesn't personally identify as a feminist, but everything she does and says is showing herself to be a feminist.
What do you mean by that?
So basically, there's this thing that's happening in my generation where women.
So let's stop for a second. You're representing the younger generation.
The younger generation. Yeah.
Anya is sort of the middle generation, and Sharon is the older generation. So we have three generations here.
Tri-generational perspective.
Gotcha. So
yeah.
Go ahead.
And so this character, she doesn't believe herself to be a feminist, but she, and all of her ideals and everything that she sees, she is. And so it's that conflict, it's that constant contradiction that you're kind of hearing in the media of people like Katy Perry being like, I'm not a feminist, or Taylor Swift and things like that, where people aren't understanding what it actually means to be a feminist. They associate it with man-hating or things like that. And it's not at all. And so it's really wonderful to be a part of this story and about because it seems almost educational in a way that's like just so fun that you're like, it's like your favorite class in college, you know, where you just got excited every day you went there. That's like, that's kind of what it feels like for mm-hmm. me. I just get jazzed up every time I do it. And I just love that every person, regardless of where their view of feminism is, will have a character that they can relate to in this. Because we're all disagreeing with each other about what it means to be a feminist or what it means to be a person living in this crazy world, navigating relationships, work, and family. And it's great because I feel like everyone can relate.
Well, Sharon, I want to go back to you for a second here because you said you went through the feminist movement. And here Olivia is talking about this really kind of ironic thing that's happening in that people today are feminists, have they become feminists without even knowing it? How does that relate to your experiences going through this movement earlier on?
Well, what I said before was I really wasn't aware of it. So mm-hmm. I think I've kind of been a feminist all along, just like her character. You don't realize where you're at. I don't know how people stumble onto it afterwards. I think it's become sort of passé. Mm-hmm. I think we don't think in those terms anymore, but they're there and they're happening.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Well, let me just say that for those just tuning in, this is Stage Talk. My guests today are Sharon Harrison, Anya Wyndham, and Olivia Schramm, who are in the play Rapture, Blister, and Burn. Not and Burn, just Rapture, Blister, Burn. Opening tonight at Cyrano's, running through April the 24th. We're talking about feminism, not feminism. We're talking about all of these things that the play contains, relationships and so forth. Now, before the show, we talked about there are other elements in the play beyond and just feminism. Who wants to grapple with one of those elements? We talked about pornography. Is there pornography?
Oh, pornography. That's a fun topic.
Because we were joking about that before the show, and that's such a hot topic word. But how does that fit into the play?
Well, basically, there's this one character, our token male character, and he, you know, there. I don't want to give too much away. I don't know. Can I say this, guys? Can you?
Go
okay,
for
great.
It.
So he watches a little too much porn.
Okay.
And so that's a common element in how we understand, you know, like how we discuss sexual relationships and it's kind of a hot button issue between the two of us as we're getting to know each other
the
over the course of
you
the play.
And the Frank Delaney character.
So he's sort of not really involved. We're more just like talking about him when he's not around. It's like she's the Avery plays the get a grip friend, you know, that's letting her know what's going mm-hmm. on with her relationship when she doesn't see it, because Avery has experienced many men watching lots and lots of porn, and so she knows the drill. But anyway, so it's a fun element to see how that relates to these characters. Yeah.
Well, it sounds like you're taking this idea of pornography and relating it to feminism as kind of an attack on misunderstanding feminism, or not.
Well, more so, it's. What we're bringing up is with pornography, there's this point in the feminist movement where feminism, you know, half the feminists go one way about pornography and the other half go the other way. And that's something that, you know, my character just cannot understand because she's just like always been surrounded by porn. You know, I mean, as a 20 something person, you just, I mean, porn is just, internet pornography is something you've always seen and people always, it's just, you're saturated with it. And so that's something that she doesn't understand. There's a constant just like, she's missing where they're coming from. And that happens when you have this generational divide. And so it's a fun conversation that they get to have.
So with this generation divide between the three of you, what happens and what conflicts come up between the three of you directly from being three generations? Or is there anything? Anya, anything you can say about that?
Well, I don't know if there are really conflicts. I think that it's an ongoing discussion and trying to figure out where everybody are coming from. I mean, my character Catherine, she's a professor in women's history and she also has written two books that sort of. I can't talk.
But it's too early in the morning.
Everything you're saying, Anya, the two guests are nodding. They're saying yes.
Yeah, that's lovely. I mean, very pointed books about pornography, for example, mm-hmm. and also what pornography does to society and what it does to new generations of young men and women and how it influences you if this is something that you see a lot of. Mm-hmm. And I mean, when I grew up, I'm 42 now, when I grew up, I mean, there was no internet. It wasn't mm-hmm. readily available. So, yeah. I mean, if you came across a Playboy, you were lucky.
Now there's like pop-ups everywhere. And it's just like, whoa.
I'm sorry, we have to stop here. No, actually, we're out of time. But I want to say this has been a fascinating discussion of a very complicated topic, I'm sure. So Rapture, Blister, Burn opens tonight at Cyrano's, runs through April the 24th. I'm sure it's a fun play with the three of you. Thank you very much for being on the show, Sharon Harrison, Anya Wyndham, and Olivia Schramm.
Thank you very much.
And now it's time for the Stage Talk calendar. We got a lot of shows open this weekend, so let's get through to see if we can get to all of them. Alaska Theater of Youth is presenting Gulliver's Travels this Friday and Saturday at Out North Contemporary Art House with curtain times at 7 p.m. each day. For more information, please contact alaskatheaterofyouth.org. Alaska Pacific University's Production Guild is presenting Blazing Guns at Roaring Gulch or The Perfumed Badge in the E.R. Brown Auditorium in Grant Hall on the campus of APU. Curtain times are Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at 7 p.m. and also Sunday at 3 p.m. For more information, please visit alaskapacific.edu. And TBA Theater is presenting The Timeless Wizard of Oz at the Wendy Williamson Auditorium on the campus of UAA, running Fridays and Saturdays at 7 p.m. and Sundays at 3 p.m. through this weekend. For more information, please visit tbatheater.org. And finally, Cyrano's is opening the Pulitzer-nominated play Rapture, Blister, Burn, opening tonight and running through April the 24th, with curtain times Thursday through Saturday at 7 p.m. and 3 p.m. on Sundays. For more information about this play, go to visit cyrano's.org. And for information about all of these events, go to alaskapublic.org and click on Stage Talk. Well, that's it for me for this week. Until next time, I'm Steve Hunt for KSKA.
Stage Talk is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants, do not reflect the underwriters or KSKA. Learn more about Stage Talk and listen online at alaskapublic.org. Life Informed. This is Alaska Public Media.